Welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness. This is the show that exists for one reason: to move from victim of your history to author of your destiny. Welcome back, friends. Last week, I told you something that I want to say again, plainly, up front, okay? I'm not telling you that relationships don't matter. I'm telling you they matter so much that God literally reveals itself there, okay? That's why what you bring to relationships needs to be a high priority. But the truth is, relationships are not cause, they're symptoms. Okay, today's show is about how you actually live the shift. This is about relationships and the practice of how to move into alignment with healthy relationships. Now, just to recap, the last handful of shows, we've been going through, what does it mean to access an incredible wealth, abundance, ease, and flow in your material world? Incredible health, how to move out of dysfunction and disease in your physical body. Okay, and now we've moved into that conversation about relationships. And last week I told you, really, we're talking about why we love who we love. Okay, the answer is at the core of all of these scenarios is a vibrational frequency. This comes down to math. I know it sounds weird, very left-brained, but we're looking at modern science, which is showing how the reality that you experience occurs for you. How does that version of reality show up for you? Who do you know that you've always thought of as a really lucky person? They just get good breaks all the time. You could say it's God's blessings. They may love the Lord and say, yes, you know, I'm giving praise all the time. I'm just blessed, blessed, blessed. Or it may be somebody of a completely opposite conversation who still seems lucky, like good things just flow. Okay, the truth is, there's an underlying cause for why people can line up with being lucky. And it's really not about chance. It's mathematically accurate. It has to do with what's underneath the cover that most of us are not even conscious of at all. But the more we are imbibing upon and emitting a frequency, a vibration, a consciousness of wholeness, even people who aren't having wholeness show up in some areas of life, but incur incredible wealth really easily. What does that look like? Okay, somebody could have a lot of skew in their perceptions about themselves and the world when it comes to other matters, but yet have a high level of confidence and sense of deserve as far as money goes. And it can be the reverse, okay? There are people who have incredible relationships and great health, and they're broke and constantly struggling with one financial issue after another. So ultimately, we could get to the core, and one day science will get to that place. I'm sure it will. We're not there yet. But ultimately, we could get to the core and find out exactly what frequency is being emitted. And since we're being broadcast on the radio right now, I know you might be finding us online, but also we're on the air on AM FM through WSIC. We are emitting a particular frequency that people can turn a frequency receptor called a radio to a particular dial. They can move it, the dial, to a particular number to align with receiving that bandwidth that's being broadcast as this show right now, and they will hear my voice. This message will come through, okay? That's what we're talking about. What frequency are you emitting? What frequency are you aligned with? What station is playing on your metaphysical radio? Okay, so at the core of your life, that's what it comes down to. And if you want to look at finding your best path in life, it means not just focusing on the symptoms, which is the money, the job, the health, the relationship. I know, how can those be symptoms? I'm telling you. Vibrationally, there's a cause behind every physical and relational and circumstance that's showing up in your life. There's a vibrational cause. We could call that a spiritual cause, but we're going beyond the old terms. We used to call everything invisible spiritual, everything that was beyond non-physical. Now we're beginning to understand, what is that invisible realm? You know, we understand now that we can measure. We can begin to know the science of what that is. And when we do, we can get more in touch with what I call the technology of faith. In today's show, we're going to get into the how, and we're going to move into the tools, the technology that can make deeper change easier for you to access than ever before. It's beyond a state of mind. It is a state of mind. It is a state of focus. It is a state of spirit. And it's a state of body. Do you know that your body, the Bible calls it the temple of the Holy Spirit? It is also your frequency emitting tool. Your physical body is actually emitting a frequency. And when we move into a particular alignment, when we move into a resonance that is healthy and whole and loving and feeling loved, connection with that which we call God, which we also call love. The Bible says God is love. Okay, when we are flowing in a frequency that's a match to those things, it can turn into a beautiful heaven on earth outer world in this world. And after the break, when we come back, we're going to start walking through what that looks like, how to get into the pattern and understand what that pattern is, and the power of the unknowing witness, okay? These are tools and practices that you can bring into your life that can actually recalibrate what your resonance is going to be, what match you are going to be that creates what outcomes. In scriptures, we call this reaping what we sow. So what we're sowing all the time is a seed into the field of consciousness that is this universe that you were created into and are a part of. And when you understand the law of resonance, then you can begin to move intentionally into alignment with wholeness, into connecting with what we call the God frequency, okay? That resonance is what will bring abundance of wealth, health, and amazing, loving, positive relationships in your life. Stay tuned and we'll tell you how. This is the Dr. Leslie Show. And we're back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, moving you from victim of your history to author of your destiny. Okay, so last week we were talking about relationships being the mirror, okay? Quick recap. They reflect your root frequency, not your actions, okay? But here's what nobody tells you. Seeing the pattern is not the same as being free of it. So today we're going to talk about what that looks like to begin to see pattern in relationships, in your romantic relationships, at your workplace, with fellow colleagues or people that you've gone to school with, friendships, family members. Begin to notice, where have I seen this before? When have I felt this way before? Okay, what other relationships have I felt like I was being disrespected? Okay, what other relationships have I seen myself be abandoned or just blindsided by something that I never saw coming, all right? Look for patterns and follow it back in your life. But don't believe that just seeing it is the same as being free from it. Okay, I can teach the law of resonance and I can still get caught inside of it. So insight is the doorway, but it's not the room. All right, this week, this is my own story because I'm traveling this journey with you, friends. We're all doing this together, okay? I saw one of my own patterns with total clarity. And clarity alone, certainly, I mean, I felt like movement is happening. I had a realization, really, that had to do with a dynamic between myself and my twin brother, okay, who I have had a relationship with since we were conceived, right? We shared the womb together. We didn't just share the room, we shared the womb. we have been connected from the beginning of our lives. And you know the phrase of you can't see the forest for the trees? I'm here to tell you, it is so easy to be so close up to something, especially in relationships, that we aren't really seeing what's going on there. And I had a revelation, I had realizations this week of a pattern that has been happening with my twin since our whole lives, our entire lives, okay? Now, I'm not here to throw him under the bus, and I'm not here to play victim either, but I'm here to play pattern recognizer, which is empowering. Okay, I'm here to say we can, at any point in life, bring in more insights, more realizations about ourselves and our world that give us tools to bring about positive change at any time, all right? So first is just, simply being confronted by the facts when I had never realized it before. I'd never connected the dots. I'd never gone, oh, yeah, I remember when that used to happen when we were, in first grade and then in junior high. And then I see an energy and a relationship dynamic that is not healthy and that is not happy that has been happening through my life, even with my twin. Now, know that I've been kind of holding that question to God, to the universe, to the wisdom of all that is, of where do these patterns come from that I'm noticing in my romantic world? Then I was seeing a similarity that had happened through my years in my career, okay, through doctors that had worked with me and for me and some dynamics that were happening with my businesses that were unwanted. And now I've seen it gone all the way back to childhood. I never saw the connection before. So I'm here to tell you, we can always keep learning and seeing more. And so even though I've been doing this work for some time, I'm inviting you, never close your eyes and feel like you have all the answers. We're going to get a lot further by standing in the question and continuing to stand in the question than feeling like doors are closed, we've got it all figured out. Okay, so let's explore this. I told you last week that I realized a pattern where I had developed a survival strategy from a very young age that we label as an empath. Okay, so I've done a bit of study of Carl Jung's work, and he talks about how the empath can attract the narcissist, and they both come from the same root. These are survival strategies that develop in a young child that have to do with one saying, okay, I'm in a challenging household or a challenging family dynamic, and I'm going to survive this by ignoring my own needs and figuring out what everybody else in the room needs and wants and feels, okay? This is the empath who becomes very sensitized to everyone else and becomes that people-pleasing person of service that makes themselves, let's say, indispensable, okay? They feel that they're earning love by making themselves needed. And by being loving and or of service, they create a need or even a type of dependency. Many times people eventually move into codependent relationships. This is your codependent enabler or support person who is kind of sacrificing their own needs or well-being at times for the sake of rescuing others, trying to heal others, trying to meet the needs of everyone else and make them happy, all right? The opposite of that is that child who said, okay, I'm going to survive this scenario by ignoring everybody else but what I need right now, okay? And I'm going to figure out how to get what I need from them. So you see how these are the two sides of the same coin? They both come from a strategy to manage a situation to survive. And we can work into patterns of doing that dynamic in every relationship in our lives, okay? Unwittingly, unknowingly, this is subconscious. Know that the subconscious mind is developed between the 6 month in the womb to when we are about 7 years old, okay? And once that subconscious mind is fully developed, we tend to have the vast majority of our thoughts and conclusions in life come from that mind. So remember, this is a very young child who drew these conclusions that are running a lot of your mind, which is why we're in an era where it is so beautiful to have the tools that we have now, the energy psychology tools, the new understandings of neuroscience, where we are able to recalibrate, we're able to reorganize, and we're able to move in with conscious intention and actually restructure the architecture that was built as our subconscious mind. We can begin to change that. We can release limiting beliefs. But it comes to a place where our highest good moves beyond the war, even with our own thoughts, moves beyond the war of you feeling like a victim and blaming a perpetrator, or vice versa, okay? Moves beyond a war of you imagining this is all spiritual warfare and we're resisting and fighting from that level and that paradigm, and beyond the war of ultimately moving to saying, I am cause, I hold self-responsibility, and I'm at war with those darn negative thoughts. I'm at war with those false beliefs in my subconscious mind. Okay, a lot of people who've done a lot of personal development work and have been on an aware consciousness journey are at that place right now, but understand it's still polarity consciousness. It's still warfare. It's still me versus that. There is a higher way, and eventually we will get to that. This is all working from polarity consciousness. Remember the middle range is forgiveness. It's grace. It's softening the rigid thoughts, even towards ourselves, even towards our own failings and our perception with our negative thoughts, our negative beliefs, or self-sabotage patterns. The middle ground is compassion, including self-compassion, love, and forgiveness, okay? When we move into that empowering phase of faith consciousness, we move into merging into wholeness that says, this isn't about fighting anything anymore. I'm not at war with anything. I'm moving into ease, peace, and blessing what is, what was, and what will be. And that is your doorway into your highest frequency. When we move beyond trying to fix what's broken, even though I'm going to give you some tools in the next segment to help improve the frequency that you're emitting, to help change the patterns that your nervous system and your physical body are wired into, okay? It does benefit to work in that direction. But if you can do that as a joyful step of self-love instead of as a means to an end that says, I need this to change, I need this to change, I need this to change. I can't stand this relationship anymore. I can't stand being, you know, a victim of A, B, C, D, E. I must make it different. That is what we call resistance, and that skews your frequency already right there. So the truth is, it's like a catch-22, kind of like, let's take tools for positive change without holding a rigid thought of, I need to change. What if you embraced, I bless everything as it is right now, and I'm going to implement some steps that add to the goodness of what is, okay? That's moving even through forgiveness into blessing all that already perfectly was, okay? That's how faith consciousness works. That's how you create your heaven on earth, and we're going to get more of that in just a moment. Stay tuned. Welcome back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness. We're moving you from victim of your history to author of your destiny. Okay, we're back in the saddle and we are moving forward with this understanding. You can call the shots by moving into emitting a new frequency. Okay, you can move out of autopilot and take over to where your conscious mind is lining up with what you intend instead of allowing things to be run by default. Remember, we said that young child is who made those conclusions and those decisions about life. And now you have the ability to recalibrate. Okay, I just couldn't help but bring this one in. 1 Corinthians 13:11 says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Okay, so putting away a childhood survival role isn't betrayal of anyone. It's growing up into who you actually are. And we're here to move into our full potential. Part of that has to do with letting go of patterns that got created by a young child. Okay, a way to survive. Don't curse the child. Don't feel like anything has gone wrong or you should have regrets about anything. This is all about a positive, blessed journey of evolution that we came here for. Okay, it's why we're here, for the good, bad, and the ugly. But ultimately, all of those challenges end up moving from a story of crucifixion to a story of initiation. Each one of our experiences of suffering, no matter how tragic or how subtle, ultimately can be transformed into wisdom. And we're here to receive those gifts, all right? And ultimately, we can move to a place where the suffering is far, far less, because we are able to knowingly navigate, not fall down again and again in the same way, not repeating those same old patterns, but evolving through it, okay? Now, we're talking a little bit about my own pattern, okay? I know some of you can relate to it. Look at your own life, see what patterns, be the detective, check it out. And here's the piece that I lived this week. I told you I had some realizations with someone who's been in my life for a long time, including in the womb. We didn't just share the room. When we were little kids, we had the same bedroom. And before that, we had the same womb together at the same time. Okay, I came to these deep realizations that were kind of cracking me open. I mean, this is really close when you're talking about your twin, okay? And when I saw examples carrying on in life of what both my parents told me, described to me as my behaviors as a little girl, how when we were like 3 years old, I was trying to be my brother's caretaker. I was mothering him when we were away from my mom. I was trying to protect him, not the other way around, okay? That, in one way or another, this type of dynamic has carried on and expressed itself sometimes in dysfunctional and unhealthy ways, all right? And when we're doing that, when we are holding even subconsciously a role of being the fixer, the protector, the supporter, being the empath that denies our own needs, a lot of times we set ourselves up to not be aware of and healthily upholding our own boundaries. Okay, so we end up being a doormat that says, please step on me. And then we go, why does this keep happening? Okay, then we go, why does this keep happening? It doesn't mean you're a victim even of yourself. Let's be the scientists here, friends. I mean, yes, I'm not denying the validity of your pain and suffering, and injustice in life does not need to be ignored. I'm not here to say that. But I'm saying, beyond addressing injustices, beyond moving into I deserve better and this isn't right, okay, is a place where we can transcend looking at that outer form, but what needs to be addressed, it does need to be addressed, but go deeper, because if you just addressed that outer expression, then you're yanking off the weed at its leaf. You're not getting to the root. That means that weed is going to keep showing up. You've got to dive deeper and say, where is this coming from in my frequency? It doesn't mean that you are guilty for causing bad things to happen to you, but it means that you are empowered in a way where if you move into the awareness, there is a capacity where you can make change and line up with different versions of reality in ways that from the 3D seem completely illogical. But as you know, we work in that realm of illogic here. We work in that realm of energy, the laws of energy and the laws of resonance, which are higher than the laws of matter. So let's go further into that, okay? I decided that this was big enough for me to reach out to someone who knows me and knew my father. Okay, she's a counselor who worked with me whenever I was in need or crossroads in life for 20 years, even when I lived in New Zealand, okay? But not only that, she worked with my father for 20 years of his life. He's the one who referred me to her. So she doesn't just know me. She knows the soil I grew up in. She knows the family history, all right, which is a huge blessing. I haven't talked to her in probably over a year, and I reached out. I'm going for that session after today's show. So I'm inviting you, number one, I call this the unknowing witness, someone outside of the pattern who isn't tangled in it with you, okay? Someone who can reflect back what you can't see from inside your own frequency. Okay, you know when they say that love is blind? Many times it is, because we get so lost in the details that we're missing that higher view of what's actually happening in this relationship or a pattern that's showing up in our life. So this might be a counselor, a therapist, a coach, or a friend. I have two coaches that I lean on for different reasons. One works with me on mindset and spiritual growth, and one on strategy and momentum, kind of in the 3D. So this might be a pastor, a mentor, a trusted friend who will actually tell you the truth. So the law of resonance doesn't mean that you evolve in isolation. It means you find people whose frequency helps you see your own frequency. Proverbs 11:14 says, where there is no counsel, the people fail. I'm sorry, where there's no counsel, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. So I'm now reaching out to someone else of wisdom and insight who knows the details of my life and my history. So this isn't weakness, this is wisdom. It's seeking a witness, and it's a faith consciousness act. It's not a polarity consciousness one. Okay, we're moving into alignment with higher awareness. Now, the lower band says needing help means something's wrong with you. Excuse me. Hello, sometimes we need to clear the frequency. Sometimes we need to clear the throat. So it doesn't mean something's wrong with you. The higher band says, I'm whole. And part of that wholeness is knowing I wasn't built to see everything alone. Okay, so that's one step. Calling in the unknowing witness who's not entangled in your stuff, okay? Who's not also so close to the situation that they can't be unbiased, all right? Now, next, there is a plethora, a toolbox of tools that support what we call the technology of faith. All right, and modern science has brought us all kinds of hacks and shortcuts that make it possible for us to get change in moments or in a day instead of in years. Okay, professional support, as I said, counseling, therapy, coaching, EFT tapping is something that I'm going to guide you through a little bit later in the show and where you can get to that for free online. That stands for Emotional Freedom Technique. Breath work, meditation and the Silva method, energy medicine like network spinal energetics that I practice myself and similar work, okay? These are modern methods, sometimes using ancient practices, blending East and Western technologies to hack into faster, easier change than ever before. Stay tuned, and we're going to go deeper into the practicals, the tools of how you can apply change and make it last. Stay tuned. And we're back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness. We're moving from victim of your history to author of your destiny. And now we're moving into the tools, the technology of faith tools, all right? Your hacks for lasting change. So friends, now we know in this modern era, science has shown change is not just going to come through your mind. The mind is important. Yes, work with it. But we're talking about frequency change. We're talking about lasting energetic change. There needs to be a change through your physical body, because your body itself is holding record. Your body is holding memory. Your nervous system is like, let's call it an onion with layers and layers of onion skin. And each of those layers is holding memory of past trauma, okay? This is what I work with directly as a practitioner, okay? As a holistic chiropractor, I have for many years worked with a practice called Network Spinal, and I have my own practice now called Network Spinal Energetics that works in the biofield around the body, in addition to working with the spinal cord tension patterns inside the body. And what we know is the body locks in when emotions are not fully processed, when you do not feel safe in the moment to fully experience the emotion of what's happening. Emotions get locked into tension patterns in the physical body. It holds that emotional energy. Now, other things can cause tension patterns as well. Physical, chemical, and emotional stress can cause tension patterns and cause issues with your spine even. But I'm saying the nervous system itself is reflecting your history, and whether or not you have fully released past trauma. And the vast majority of us have not. And you will have some of that memory locked up in your body. And there are ways now for you to begin to access and release those tension patterns and the energy and information that are held within them. So one, as I said, is EFT tapping. We're saying there's a method of accessing the acupuncture points on the face, on the arms, on the body, and you tap them in a particular way while you're making statements. It's like an imprint that bypasses the conscious mind. It's beautiful. So it goes directly into the body's energy meridians while you're speaking the pattern out loud. and it interrupts the old nervous system loop in real time, EFT tapping. Okay, another one is breath work. One that I work with directly is called somato-respiratory integration, where we touch your own body in particular ways, breathe your breath in particular ways, and make statements that resonate with the frequency of that particular breath method. Okay, there's actually 12. We call it the 12 stages of healing by Dr. Donald Epstein. So you can look that up. But a few minutes every day of slow, intentional breath, and especially if you're focusing it with the SRI or somato-respiratory integration method, your body can move into an experience of I am safe right now, which is the actual precondition for any lasting change. It's moving the nervous system out of a locked survival strategy, which, as we've talked about, can result in being overly feeling of others and not noticing or upholding your own boundaries. Or it can go the other way around. But either way, let's just say it can lead to imbalance. And imbalance means unhealthy, imbalanced relationships. Okay, it can translate into a lot of other things in your life as well. But relationships especially are impacted when we have that kind of imbalance. We can change it. We can change it. Now, meditation is one of the really powerful ways to bring about change through the body. And just to give us an experience on the air of that today, I want to go ahead and play our little short 3 minute and a little bit reset. Let's all join together now. We're going to move into resetting your deeper inner frequency through this short meditation process. Let's do it. This is a guided sound journey to help you move into a state of ease and grace. I'm your verbal guide, Leslie Wells, and Dina Baker, bringing through sounds. Take a deep breath in. Let it out very slowly, allowing the nervous system to move into a state of parasympathetic response. Gently close your eyes. Imagine being like a sponge. Allow the sounds to carry you. I will count from 5 to 1. To take you to a more relaxed, open state of being. 5, 4, 3, going deeper with every number. 2, allowing the sounds to take you deeper. And 1. Bring your awareness to the center of your chest. Notice the gentle movement with your breath. Imagine the sounds moving through your tissues, the cells of your body, way down to the particles and waves of your being, your field. Imagine your body dissolving into light. feel that exhale come out. Find yourself awake again and in the room, and gently open your eyes. Beautiful. I just don't believe that you can join with that recording and close your eyes and not come out of it with a lot more inner stillness and peace. Okay, so this is really helping your nervous system move into a new type of programming, okay, to access a calmer state on purpose. So you're not waiting for the next crisis for the shoe to drop, and to find stillness coming from that place that feels what wholeness feels like in the moment. You can access that at any time. So please use that whenever you want. That clip, what we just played for you right there, is available to you for free on faithflowradio.com. Just go online. It's faithflowradio.com. So moving forward, I want to say that these tools that I've listed and the one that I just gave to you, none of these replace the others. I use several myself. You can combine them. Multifaceted approach is going to be your most effective. You know, Romans 12 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." So renewing your mind was never just a mental exercise. It's a whole being shift, mind, body, and nervous system together. So this week, friends, don't try to fix your biggest pattern. Just do two things. First, think of one relationship in your life that keeps repeating the same painful shape over and over, maybe with different people. Ask yourself, what am I doing in this relationship every time without fail? Maybe it's rescuing. Maybe it's disappearing. Maybe it's over-explaining or people-pleasing or picking a fight before somebody can leave first, okay? You'll know your own pattern when you name it honestly. Sometimes we've got self-sabotage patterns or patterns of just leaving, turning our back. When have you ignored the feelings of others? So it's a thing that shows up no matter who the other person is. Just name it privately. No action required yet. Just name it. Okay? And then secondly, reach out to one witness. A therapist, a coach, a wise friend, anyone who can see what you can't. Not to fix it today. Just not to carry it alone anymore. And if your body feels tight just thinking about this, take 5 slow breaths right now. Or go on to Faith Flow Radio. Do it again, okay? Living this work doesn't mean you never fall back into an old pattern. It means when you do, you have a witness who can see it with you and tools that speak to your body, not just to your mind. That's how a lifetime pattern actually starts to move. Next week, we're going deeper into the nervous system itself. That's what's actually happening in your body when a pattern gets triggered. This is Dr. Leslie reminding you that you are never alone. You are loved. You are worthy. And all is well. Join us next week and walk sacred.
Great radio doesn't end here. Catch the full episode and dive or
cannonball
into our archives on the WSIC News app.
WSIC 105.9 FM, 100.7 FM, 1400 AM, Statesville, Lake Norman's home for Charlotte FC. WSIC. Local starts here.